Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas HaShavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. Parshas Balak features the fascinating episode of Bilam. So there's Balak, king of Moab, who's getting very antsy about Bnei Yisrael. So he recruits Bilam, a Navi for the non-Jews, to curse Bnei Yisrael. And realize that Bilam is described as being Moshe's counterpart, but drawing on dark spiritual energies, not pure. So he was crazy powerful, but the bad kind. What happens is, Bilam tries to curse Bnei Yisrael 3 times, and 3 times he benches them instead. The third time with the famous Matovu. During this little adventure is the vignette of Bilam and his talking donkey. The donkey refused to move because a malach was in its path. Bilam struck it, and the donkey miraculously speaks and says something to the effect of, "What the what?" And Hashem eventually opens Bilam's eyes to see the malach. With Balak's plan foiled, the Moabim and the Midianim tried a new tactic to bring Bnei Yisrael down. The woman tried and succeeded in seducing many of Bnei Yisrael, including Zimri. They also got them to worship Baal Pa'ar. A makkah breaks out as Hashem told Moshe to kill the guilty parties. And we have Pinchas showing up as the quintessential Kanai, who didn't hesitate to spring into action when he saw something wrong going down. He killed Zimri, a Nasi no less, and the makkah stopped. And that's the Parsha. Let's move on to a quick vart. This one is from Reb Shlomo Valba. So we asked a very basic and obvious question on the whole Bilam saga. The pasuk says, "Vayehi ba'boker vayikach Balak es Bilam vayalehu bamos ba'al vayar misham kitzei ha'am." And it was in the morning, and Balak took Bilam and brought him up to the heights of Baal, and from there he saw the edge of the nation. So they have an early morning start to get a move on the cursing, and they went to actually see Bnei Yisrael. Bilam's a great navi. Couldn't he have phoned it in, cursed Bnei Yisrael from whatever office he had? The Ramban actually says that Balak specifically took Bilam to a spot where he'd see Bnei Yisrael with his own eyes. The reason being, we are deeply affected by what we see. Balak wanted a good curse, so to get Bilam in the right state of mind, he put him in a place that would make the biggest impression on him, and the results would follow. They say seeing is believing, but really, seeing is feeling. When we see something, it activates our deepest emotions, whether it's empathy, disgust, joy, despair. Our sight makes us connect more deeply than any other sense. But seeing is not just for the eyes. The eyes of the mind, the imagination, serves the same purpose. Being able to imagine a scene in our mind's eye can take us places, connect us with our past, envision a brighter future. Rav Valba would often quote the Kuzari that says our imagination was given to us as a tool to conjure up our rich past, highlights in our history, like Akedas Yitzchak, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah. Let your mind take you there. Let yourself feel it. As Professor Dumbledore tells Harry at the end of the 7th book, just because it's happening in your mind doesn't mean it's not real. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.